day, everyone, and welcome back to today's podcast episode. We are so happy to have you back listening to Constructing the Classroom. Our purpose is to educate both teachers and students on the importance of teaching strategies and how to become adaptable with limited resources. We acknowledge the fact that not every classroom or student has the same materials as most, such as desks, supplies, and projectors. We thank you for listening and hope you see how the lack of educational materials affects student performance and success. My name is Raquel, and I will be discussing a very prevalent topic today, more specifically, how lack of materials internationally impacts student success. It is important to highlight that not every state has the same resources in regards to materials, such as desks, projectors, and even classrooms. However, internationally speaking, many countries don't even have established schools. Lack of necessary materials in a school setting can cause student success to decline or won't properly set up students for success. This further can impact our communities and the way students will be taught in the future as well. With that being said, there are two major questions that we have to explore. First off, how are students internationally in some countries not as well prepared for success in the future due to lack of educational material? And second, even though there are ways around having a lack of educational material, how would having those materials impact a student? First off, it's important to note that many individuals firsthand have experienced not having the resources needed for them to thrive. I came across this one article that touched upon how Denmark has limited access to classrooms. The name of the article was Space, Place, and Internationalization of Higher Education, Exploring Everyday Social Practices in the International Classroom, which is why I was drawn to it initially. Throughout this article, a specific student by the name of Susan spoke about how she was placed in one room with the various other students, which prohibited herself and others from individualized attention. However, Susan is not the only one that has a struggle with these types of limited access. What I found most interesting is that the only positive to having various groups of students in one space is that you get to learn about different backgrounds and indulge yourself within diversity. But when you take a step back and really look at it, you can't actually learn when students aren't separated by what they are learning and receiving individualized attention needed for them to succeed. Oftentimes, when people hear lack of educational resources, they think about textbooks and writing utensils. But in a broader approach, not having a space that is designed to education prohibits a student from being successful in the future and furthering their education, nevertheless. It's clear that this article speaks about one student specifically and her experience at her university. However, there have been several studies that touch upon this as well. Salvador Alcaraz, for example, indulged in a study in Spain that focused on the availability of resources and the issue it has in regards to education. Beyond studying the lack of educational materials, this study included additional groups as well, where the lack of staff and lack of space to teach and learn was closely monitored and observed. This provided a very interesting approach to look at this issue because it considered the staff as well, which many studies and articles don't. In hindsight, once you really think about it, an educator and instructor has a major impact on a student's success. Similarly to what was discovered from the study, if an educator doesn't have the proper space and tools to teach a student, the student won't be able to successfully learn and obtain information, therefore impacting their future success. This is not to say that every state in the U.S. has the same amount of resources and that students all across America get the education that they need and deserve in order to achieve. However, internationally, these countries simply don't have the space or have the access to these same educational materials, making it that much harder for these students to thrive and even realize what they need educationally to succeed in the future. As you all can see, it is very clear that there is a major issue surrounding the lack of educational materials internationally and how it impacts both students and educators. Students are not able to learn to their full potentials, and educators are also not able to teach them to their full potential, resulting in a lack of success and hindering these students' futures. I am not the only one that realizes this issue and have done my research. With that being said, I would like to introduce you all to a peer of mine at the University of Connecticut. Catherine Shannon will share her view on how a lack of educational materials internationally impacts student success and where she has seen it even across the U.S.
Hi, thank you for having me.
Thank you for joining me on this interview today. It's great to have somebody else's perspective on the lack of materials internationally and across the United States. So my first question for you is, do you feel that you have always had enough access to educational materials?
Yes, I feel like I've been very blessed to have access to any educational materials that I needed.
And how has this access contributed to your success?
I think it's done nothing but set me up for success. I think I was just always had the availability to reach out to somebody if I needed help or use the internet or just kind of like find solutions to any problem that I needed.
That's really great to hear because a lot of students don't have this access, and it's nice to hear your perspective coming from a student that has always been able to reach out and ask for help when they need it. So based off of that, how do you think a lack of educational materials affects students internationally since you have had access all your life to these materials?
I think internationally, just without the availability of having these educational materials, like that being an obstacle within itself is kind of an issue, but also the language barrier when you become international and like are an international student is just a huge interruption to any learning that you need to do.
And I feel like that's a very important piece of information to mention because, as I've said before this and that I will mention after, language is a very important factor and is not a material that a lot of people recognize everyone doesn't have access to. But what are your thoughts about the students that come to the United States from other countries? How do you think a lack of educational materials affects them?
I think just in similar ways, without having the educational materials to kind of work together and problem solve, and just also with that language barrier, just make things 10 times harder to figure out anything, especially coming into a country where you don't know any language whatsoever.
Yes, I definitely agree with that because a lot of students, it doesn't matter where they're from or when they come to the United States or vice versa, a lot of places don't have these resources, and regardless of the student, it hinders their education. But thank you so much for joining me today, and it was nice to hear your perspective and your thoughts on educational materials around the U.S. and internationally.
It was so great to have Catherine be on this podcast with me and share her perspective on how international students are impacted by a lack of materials, whether or not they are in the U.S. or if they're in their home countries. So it is very important to acknowledge that there are multiple people that see this issue. With that being said, there's also another factor that contributes to how lack of educational materials correlates with the student's success. Differentiated instruction, specifically in Singapore, was very interesting to read up on and was written by Vasalis Stroglios. When thinking about educational materials, there is a lot more to it than just physical materials and access. Students both internationally and across the United States all learn differently and have accommodations, but not every country could properly uphold them for their students. This is another major issue. Singapore, for example, can't accommodate the learning needed for these students, thus making it unfair and difficult for them to learn. This is very similar to what Catherine had mentioned about languages and just having the resources available for students when they need help or when they're struggling. Stroglios mentions that they don't have the proper resources to have these students accommodated. This puts the students' learning and education at risk just because they don't have proper facilities and or properly trained instructors. This is not only about available materials, but the access that instructors and educators have as well to be educated and informed to properly assist their students. Not only do these students feel misunderstood and quote-unquote left out, they're being set up for educational failure, and it is simply unfair to them and their futures. As you can see, this has been proven time and time again through research in varying countries. But students all around us and people in society acknowledge that this is an issue, and these students are set up for educational failure, which needs to change. English for the first time and are being placed in classes with textbooks and information presented in English. This demonstrates that the U.S. also lacks materials in this area and is not always equipped to accommodate various groups of students. This is a major issue and talked about deeply in the fourth source I mentioned in my annotated bibliography. The authors talk beyond just being able to read the material, but comprehending it as well. These are two ideas that oftentimes get intertwined, but they have different purposes and are learned differently. These international students are unfamiliar with the settings and the ideas present in most of these materials that they are taught and shown in class. So they might be able to read it, but that doesn't mean they fully understand what they are reading or what they are seeing, and won't be able to apply their knowledge to future projects, exams, or even into their day-to-day life, making their education that much more difficult and setting them up for academic failure. This makes it extremely difficult for them to comprehend what they will learn in the future and therefore apply their knowledge as well. It's one thing to be able to read in English, but since it is not the student's native language, they won't be able to comprehend the material as successfully as if it were to be in the language they're most comfortable with. This goes hand in hand with what I was saying earlier about comprehension. It is not only about reading or seeing, it's about speaking and able to grasp onto the material as well. This is an interesting idea to present as it integrates technology into education and virtual learning, which makes it not so traditional and commonly talked about, especially internationally. This is an important topic to touch upon, as technology is a material that not many have access to, but can directly have an impact on the success of a student in the future. Technology can have a major impact and be helpful for these students so that they can learn in ways specific to them, touching upon accommodations as well, as it is catered to them and fully customized. This ties into the United Nations article that I discovered as well. Many students, both in America and internationally, deal with inequity. Students are not all given the same resources to succeed, and neither are teachers, which is why this article is unique. Many times when we think about materials and how students don't have access to them, we forget to think how educators are impacted by this as well. Educators have a major impact on a student's success, and if they don't have the proper resources or access to these materials, how will they be able to set up their students for success as well? In particular, this article emphasizes that students quickly tend to lose interest if they can't relate to the language. All this requires is a simple fix of obtaining materials in their language. However, it's not that easy, as it's not accessible for everyone in every place. Coming from an author that devotes her research to multicultural education and inclusion, she places an emphasis on equity and the importance it upholds in the educational system. Education is always a fascinating topic to discuss, and there's a lot to cover as it has a major impact on not only students, but the world. A lack of educational materials truly has an impact on a student's success and their future. With that being said, I hope you enjoyed listening to this episode of Constructing the Classroom. Be sure to listen to the other three episodes a part of this series as they touch upon various aspects of student success as well. Once again, my name is Raquel, and thank you for listening.